Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, dear friends, and happy December. It is the month of celebration, and there is much to be grateful for as the holidays approach. And I'm thrilled that we have a great guest in the studio that's going to give us some education, because this is the time of year where many of our family members come visit us from other states. And sometimes, maybe just sometimes, they see mom, dad, aunt, uncle declining a little bit in their abilities and want to ensure that everyone's taking the proper steps so that we're on a right path to ensure smooth transitions, not just into the new year, but into those next chapters. Before I introduce him to the program, I do want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails with two locations. It is time to get your favorite holiday nails, friends. Whether you embrace Christmas or New Year or looking for that design that's somewhere in the middle, gift cards are always available. Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero by the Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie County. It makes for a great present in addition to helping you feel and look your best. All right, so in the studio, I have Wes Harvin. He's senior partner and owner at the Estate Trust and Elder Law Firm. And this, I would presume, is a busy time of year for you all. In fact, you have an upcoming seminar that is free to the public that, should we touch on a couple of things in this interview they might be interested in, they could learn even more by attending your event on the 12th of December.
On the 12th, yes, yes. Hi, thanks for having me.
Hello there, Wes.
Hello,
welcome.
Hello. Yes, yes. Love your show. Love your
show. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, busy time. A lot of families moving around. A lot of people making decisions. A lot of people thinking about what their next decisions are going to be.
Yeah.
And that's when I like to hear from people, is when they're thinking about what they need to think about.
As a plan. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily as a reaction, although you're here for both.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's definitely one of those things where, you know, a little bit of early warning is better, even when there's nothing really to do.
Okay.
That's a good time, you know, to come speak to a lawyer, especially someone that works in elder law, you know, as we do. You know, I work with people in their 90s and 100s every day.
Sure.
And a lot of times I have people come into me in their 60s and 70s, and I say to me, you're just a kid. Get out of here. There's nothing to do. You're fine. You know, but now they know.
Right.
And now we've made a connection, and now I can say to them, hey, if anything changes, if you feel like things are going to change, you know, come back and let me know. But right now, let's just get the very core basics in place, and you're fine. Go live your life.
Well, let's talk about some of those core basics, because not everyone needs the same things.
True, true.
So there is a little bit of a discussion as far as what is a will. Let's just start there, shall we?
Yeah, oh yeah, a lot of confusion here, a lot of misunderstandings. That's, you know, a good place to start. Start with the basics. What is a will? What is probate, right?
Yeah.
So I always tell my clients, you know, probate's a legal process. Just like you go through bankruptcy or you go through getting convicted of a crime if you do something you shouldn't be doing. You go through probate if you die and you have assets in your name alone.
Ah.
Assets in your name alone. So you got a kid in joint names with a whatever it may be, a bank account, IRA, 401k, investment account, or a piece of property even. If it's in joint names, it doesn't go through your will. And that surprises a lot of people, right? People look at their will and they come to me and we sit down and we do this whole, you know, beautiful document that sort of sums up their entire life or whatever it may be. Then we look at their stuff and it's all joint names with the kid and the will does nothing. It does nothing at all because a will only touches things owned by you alone.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people are surprised, or I should say a lot of kids are surprised, mom or dad passes, and everything was in joint names with a sibling, and now they get nothing. They say, Wes, I'm in the will. What happened? Well, you're in the will. Congratulations. You get half the silverware. But, I know.
There is the silver lining. It's in the silverware.
right. But everything else went to the kid that was, you know, on the bank accounts, on the investments, on the IRA. And sometimes it's an unwelcome surprise.
And you have to then just pray and hope that all of that family lineage and bonding pays off in the end, which we can't always guarantee.
No.
So then where would a trust come in this same scenario?
Yeah. Good question. Yeah, legal documents of this type are kind of in the nature of, I always say I'm kind of like a mechanic, like a paper mechanic, really. Okay. I got my tools. And the tools are either perfect or they're useless, you know. And so the first place to start is, what do you want to do? You know, what do your kids need? What does your family need?
Mm-hmm.
And if, in your opinion, it needs a structure more than just, here you go, here's your check, bye-bye, see you again, never. You know, if you need some sort of elongated interaction between a beneficiary and their inheritance, if you need something to give a little bit more structure because, let's say, we have a child with special needs or we got a kid that's just not so pretty good with the money.
Right.
You know, and you just don't necessarily think, you know, I always tell this story. Everybody in my office is sick of it, but I always tell this story, right? Years ago, I had this gentleman come in. He was a rancher. He was in his 90s. Splitting his ranch up between three kids. He said, Wes, my older two kids, just fine. They can take their part of the ranch. My son, I don't know. He needs to grow up a little bit more. I said, sir, how old is your son? He said, 63. And he wasn't ready yet, right? So a trust is that mechanism. A trust is that tool that holds money for somebody and gives them cookies but doesn't let them break the cookie jar.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm. These are analogies I can really wrap my head around.
I'm like, right.
It's
right.
Cookies. It's nearly Christmas. I get it, Wes.
There you go.
I get it.
Yeah.
So now let's kind of flip the script just a smidge because it has been stated and proven that we are living longer.
Yeah.
Yet it doesn't necessarily mean we're fit as a fiddle for all those years.
True.
And circumstances can change. And I know that throughout the Treasure Coast, we are really blessed to have an array of quality facilities that help us in our older years.
Right.
Transition. And some of them have independent living, and then right within the same campus, you can go on to more advanced care as needed. These things, though, especially the ones that we always get to see at grand openings or great networking events that I know that you help to sponsor monthly.
Oh, sure.
These are a little bit more costly.
Oh, yeah.
Then let's just say what I grew up knowing to be a nursing or convalescent home. They did not seem to have the same levels of luxury.
Oh, no.
That now is put forth. I mean, they are impressive.
They are. I go to some of these places and I'm like, man, can I move in?
Me too. I know. Sign me up.
Yeah, these are great. Yeah, well, I mean, and you hit the nail on the head there, you know. It's not only about years of life, but, you know, life in years.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these places really focus on that. And it's nice to see. The other side to that coin is more services is more costly.
Yeah.
The average cost of a nursing home in Florida is just under $11,000 a month. Average.
That's very costly.
A month. Yeah. In New York, it's almost 17.
Wow.
Yeah. A month. Right. How many of us can do that for 5 years?
Be good to your kids because you're going to need to move in. I'm just kidding. So obviously they come with a big expense.
Mm-hmm. They come with a big expense. And it's not one, though, that you necessarily have to face alone. Some people have long-term care insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's great. Sometimes not so much. Sometimes people have veterans benefits or spousal veterans benefits. Mm-hmm. That can be great. Sometimes not so much, you know. And sometimes people say to me, well, what do I do? What do I do? I can't do the $11,000 a month for the next 5 years.
Right. You know?
And that's where Medicaid comes in. That's where the Medicaid program, which is a joint federal-state program that helps eligible seniors pay for their long-term care expenses, most commonly in a nursing home or skilled nursing context. And here's the kicker. It's a lot more approachable than people think.
Really?
A lot more approachable, yeah. And so, when I'm giving my talks, like the one we have coming up on the 12th at the Pruitt campus at IRSC in Port St. Lucie, I always say, okay, well, I wave my hand, say, okay, everybody, big take-home point. Big take-home point. You do not have to sell your home. Because, you know, of the misconceptions that I get, the questions that I get, the one that breaks my heart the most is somebody comes in and they say, oh, you know, I thought mom needed care, so we sold her house to pay for the care. We've used up all that money now. Mom's living with me. I'm going bankrupt. What can I do? I say, I wish you would have come to me 3 years ago,
right.
4 years ago. Because under the Medicaid regulations, you don't have to sell your home. You can keep your home and not have it count against you.
Oh.
I know. But people don't know these things. And every time I say this, I see husband and wives looking at each other. I see moms who came with their kids looking at each other saying, wow, you know, we just didn't know.
So if there were a golden age that one should start engaging in the savings and the conversation towards long-term care expenses, what would you maybe say that looks like? What is that decade that it would be advisable? Because then if you start at a certain time, you could still qualify for those other benefits, and now you're really going the distance.
Yeah. That's a good question. I would say when you're hitting your, you know, late 60s, early 70s, you know, you come in and see your local elder law attorney and you start talking about what you should talk about. You know, here's my family history. Here's my asset array. Here's my income. Here's what I've got. Here's what I might need. What should I do? You know, but before that, we really do more, I guess, what you'd call traditional estate planning. Mm. You know, because any of us can get hit by a truck, you know, whatever.
Yes.
You know, so always got to have that stuff in place because you never know.
Right.
But, you know, at a certain age, you start to think, maybe not so many trucks.
Right.
Maybe be thinking more about leaving what you have saved for the family that you've created and you've made so much for. How do we keep as much as we can for them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you have that conversation.
Now, there are plenty of predatory companies.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I myself host a all-women's networking, and one of the commercials that I hear often is, stop. Do not call that 800 number commercial that you saw, that you will just now be inundated, and they don't necessarily have your best interest at heart. How can these families, especially at the holidays, as they might start seeing some of the symptoms, if you will, of saying, oh, mm-hmm. we might need to start having that conversation. Might be time to call the estate, trust, and elder law firm.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of those ways that they can protect themselves against the predatory companies that exist?
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. This is a whole thing.
This is a whole seminar, Anna. I'm going to give it to you in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. You know, let me start by saying this. I speak to local law enforcement fairly frequently. You know, the FBI office, St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department, Senior Crimes Division, Seniors versus Crime, all these sorts of groups.
Oh.
Because there are so many threats that sort of, you know, and I'm sorry to say, they sort of circle around like sharks.
Yep.
Around our community. I mean, and, you know, not the least of which being these online scams,
mm-hmm.
which are terrible.
So terrible.
And, I mean, one click and boom, you know,
it's
you're
all gone. Mm-hmm.
So I tell my mom, don't click on it.
Right.
You know, you get an email. Don't click on it. If it looks important, or let's say it's FPL or, you know, whatever it may be, you call them.
Very valid.
Don't click on them. You know, just don't give them the power. Take your power back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the first thing is a little bit of defensive, a little bit of information hygiene, as we call it.
Okay.
You know, just keeps that will stop a lot, nip a lot of the stuff in the bud.
Sure.
Right there.
The
right
basics,
there.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, people that have come into your family's lives recently.
Mm.
They are most likely, not all the time, there are fantastic people out there. Please don't get me wrong. You know, the home health care workers, I mean, some of these people are heroes. They
right.
do great jobs for our family members. And just like with lawyers, can I tell you one of my favorite lawyer jokes?
I would love a good lawyer joke, sir.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. 90% of lawyers give the other 10% a bad name. Huh? Get it? Yeah.
That's the reverse.
Yeah.
I get it.
Hey-o.
It's hilarious.
Hey-o. And, you know, it's 99% of home health or, you know, home care people are fantastic.
Right.
But there's that 0.1% or whatever it may be that slipped the rings off grandma or, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and it makes it tough. And the when the family finds this, when the family sees this happening, they're ahead of the game because a lot of times they don't.
Ah.
And nobody knows until all of a sudden mom dies and they come to me and they see the will and they see everything was left to the pool boy or, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Whatever it may be. Some sort of Johnny come lately.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a problem. So another good way to stop exploitation is just to say, what's going on? You don't have to tell mom, you don't have to tell me what you got in your documents, but have you made them recently? And if we start to see change after change after change, that's another sign that maybe somebody's getting in their ear.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the things we start to look for to try to protect our seniors. And it can be tough.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I understand the pressures from both sides. I understand how much family loves the seniors in their world, yet you can't necessarily with the rigors of your own work and family
yeah.
and so forth. It's hard to always get there. So you trust and
yeah.
What do we say? Trust but verify?
Trust but verify.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we are chatting with Wes Harvin, senior partner and owner at the Estate Trust and Elder Law Firm, clearly very versed in how to protect the seniors in our community and ensure that they are able to really enjoy those latter years and ensure that all of that legacy that they've built up that they want to gift is gifted properly. And there is obviously a lot of paperwork involved to ensure that that goes smoothly. I do want to give a quick shout out before we go on a commercial break. Treasure Coast Home and Living. Make sure you pick up this month's publication. The cover is all about the Festival of Lights. They're in St. Lucie County at the St. Lucie County Fairgrounds. No matter the age, everybody loves the merriment and the magic of Christmas, a mile-long drive of lights before you reach real reindeer and Santa and so much more. Mm-hmm. I hope that you'll pick up a copy and get all the details so you can reserve your ticket in advance. Also, special shout out to True Colors Salon and Spa, having you look your holiday best from updos to new colors and cuts, 100% customer satisfaction guarantee, weekend and evening hours. You can even jump on their website and give them an opportunity to produce a customized gift certificate for a loved one in your life. Yes, it's in Vero. Yes, it's on Old Dixie, yet it is worth the drive. Thank you to True Colors Salon and Spa. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Please don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Happy holidays. Let Evergreen Media get your business on everybody's shopping list. Hire Evergreen Media to place advertising on streaming TV, radio, even social media. Contact Evergreen Media at egreenmedia.com.
Right now at Sunshine Furniture, it's holiday sale time. You can save up to 50% on selected groups of indoor and outdoor furniture from Lloyd Flanders, Telescope, Windward, Capri, Seawinds, Universal, Lexington, and lots more. Sofas, love seats, dining sets, patio groups, occasional chairs, dining and bedroom sets, all on sale just in time to make Santa say ho, ho, ho. We have the largest selection of coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast, including a gallery of Berlin Garden, Pollywood, Hooker, Tommy Bahama, and Lexington. Also, all pictures, lamps, and accessories are half off. And don't forget to visit our outlet and sales store just across the street from our main location with lots of new closeout and markdown pieces. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com. Come in now for our holiday half-price sale.
Sunshine Furniture.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Happy December. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the most. A shout out to Union Home Mortgage. Now is the time to prepare for the new year. Home ownership, the American dream. Upsizing, downsizing, they can help you. Thank you to Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. Also, of course, if you need help with any of the heavy lifting or short-term storage for all those big Christmas gifts or assembly and hanging afterwards, White Glove Moving, Storage and Delivery, always happy to help. Trusted movers here in the Treasure Coast. Inside the studio, Mr. Wes Harvin, senior partner and owner of the Estate, Trust, and Elder Law Firm. We are talking about probate, will, trust, when to start planning for those long-term care expenses, how to avoid exploitation against our seniors. The fact of the matter is, you are local. You have multiple offices, so folks can have this opportunity to learn more, right?
We do. We do a lot of talks, at least twice a month. Up and down the Treasure Coast from Stuart to Vero, Port St. Lucie. Our Port St. Lucie talk is coming up at the IRSC campus on the 12th.
Okay, what time?
At 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Yep, 10 o'clock. And I take questions. It's very informal because I'm there to tell you what you need to hear. We give a lot of information. And anyone that comes to one of our presentations also gets a free consultation with me.
One-on-one.
One-on-one.
Oh, that's a bonus.
Yeah, bring your old stuff if you want to review it. Talk about new stuff if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that at any one of our 4 or 5 offices.
All righty. Mm-hmm. And how about registration? Should someone register in advance? Do they hop on the website in order to do that and view upcoming seminars?
You can. You can do it through the website. You can do it through our Facebook page. Our website, E-T-E-L-F. E-T as in Tom, E-L-F as in Frank. com.
Okay.
You can reserve there. A lot of times we get 2 or 3 or 4 people registering, and they'll bring a neighbor.
Oh, as it should be.
Yep, and then come see us.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, check out the treasurecoastinsider.us to live link to this show, past shows, and of course, all of our sponsors. Wishing you a season of merriment. Cheers.